RadioInfluence.com.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the last Monday show of 2021, the Dark to Light podcast with
Frankie Val on the drums, and
it's the last week of 2021, Beans.
It's very weird.
Isn't it?
It's very, very weird. It's uncomfortable weird, too. You know, sometimes you get something hit you in the face that's weird. Like, oh, wow, that's strange. Oh, I know. You know, it gives you some perspective on things that you can appreciate. But I don't know. I can't feel can't help but feel hollowed out today, Tracy.
I feel hollowed out, too.
I feel like we drank a gallon of bleach.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on out there.
But let me just say, Christmas was beautiful. Time with the family was amazing. But, you know, now maybe it's just because it's that post-Christmas doldrum, those first couple of days after Christmas, and you're just kind of, you know, emotionally hungover from the whole thing. And now it's just – you can't – I don't know. I think it's maybe what I'm trying to – what I always come to face with. Come to face at this point, and I'm sure many people out there face the same, is that now you realize just how much happened in the last, how much you did in the last 12 months. I'm not even just talking about news or, you know, the personal things you did, but the change in seasons, what was going on then, the things you were feeling, the places you went. I mean, it was such, it is a long year. It really is a long year. And time is just such a bastard, man. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a different sort of day after Christmas yesterday because we drove home from New York.
Ugh.
So, yeah. I left at 4 a.m. and we got home at around, I would say like 2:30. No, actually 3. I'm wrong, because we had some things we had to stop and do on the way, which is the worst. But when we got here, it was Mama Beans' birthday yesterday.
Oh, that's right. It's my mother's birthday today.
Oh, well, happy birthday to Frank's mama.
All the moms are back to back.
Yeah. 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 Pretty crazy. And so we went over there and we had dinner, and then we had cake, and we opened up the presents. The kids couldn't open up because they weren't here on Christmas, which was nice. I gave my nephew his little present, which, Frank, you'll be happy to know, was a little drum set for the little tyke.
Oh, good.
He's getting lessons, too.
Get him started.
He's 4.
He's good age. Good age.
So good at it, Frank. It's pretty scary. I think I sent you a video.
Yes, you did. I remember it.
He's gotten better since then.
I don't doubt it.
He's really
set him on that. Set him on that, down that course, and just it'll take over their lives. It's great.
He loves it. So there was that. And then I got to share, I shared a couple of really funny, I thought anyway, and a lot of other people did too, I guess, funny clips on my channel, because Viv and I were driving home together, and Will and William were together. And we did that for several reasons. We took 2 cars, but one of them is that it's much easier to handle rest stops and stuff if the men are together and the women are together, right? And we needed 2 cars for other reasons. But like, so the men traveled together and the women traveled together. So Viv and I stopped at a gas station on the way home to get gas in Maryland, I think it was. And there was a couple and they were arguing about something, like, but it wasn't a normal argument. It was like a heated argument. And so, you know, how, like, they have the little service station that's in the middle and then there's pumps on both sides of it. So,
yes,
not knowing these people at all and not knowing what their proclivities were, I drove around to the other side. I needed gas, so that was a non-negotiable thing. But I drove around to the other side and we went in to use the bathroom. Somehow these people came around to the other side. So now their car is on the side with us, even though we attempted to move away. And they're fighting and arguing. And the guy gets out of the car and he screams, "I'm gonna take care of it because that's what men do," and slams the door. And it was so funny because in my initial reaction was, damn, that is freaking refreshing, right? To hear a guy say that. Mm-hmm. I thought it was refreshing. Viviana thought it was hysterical. She thought it was
I would probably laugh too.
She was laughing and making fun of it and like just using it as I'm going to just play. I didn't want to do this because it's caused some controversy, but I think it's hold on. I'm going to share it because I think it's funny. So we decided we were going to tell everybody what just happened because we were so enamored with ourselves. We were enjoying it so much and laughing so hard. She was like, you want to tell other people? Like, sure.
About the guy?
About the guy. So we pulled into a gas station here. A couple fighting
at the pump. So we pulled around to the other side and they had come around to follow us for some reason. The guy goes, I'm going to figure it out because that's what men do. So that's what they do? That's what they do.
They figure
they
it out.
They find a way to figure it out because they're men.
And then?
Helga and I have determined that men will always find a way to figure it out.
Because you're right.
That's us.
What they do.
They're men. And that's right. What they do. That's their job as a man to figure that's it right. out.
We will. Let us figure it out. You guys distract the kids for a little bit while we figure out civilization.
And it is absolutely true, which is why it's so funny. Well, I mean, I can tell you honestly, like the comments, some of the comments calling us chauvinists, saying we're man haters, saying that we're like, it was the exact opposite.
Wait, so one, so you're getting comments from both sides of the coin.
Yeah.
So both you're. Sides. You're okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's so internet.
I mean, like some men saying, oh, don't mock us. Men are emasculated now. I'm like, we're not. We're poking fun at like an age old stereotype that is so, it's just true. And it's funny as hell. And we went on and on all day long, all day we were doing this. So finally, my mom must have shown my dad and we got home and my dad's like, let's play a little joke on Viv. So he was cutting my mom's birthday cake. And I said to him, hey dad, how are you going to cut the cake? And he's like, I'm going to figure it out because I'm a man. And that's what men do.
And you know, we have given many of our lives in the effort to figure things out, because trial and error is sometimes very deadly. So, I mean, you want to talk about making great strides over the millennia. Yes, we put our lives on the line for that.
I will tell you, I am happy to step aside when it is a task that is manly and let a man figure it out. Happy to do it.
There you have it.
I value the man greatly. So any comments to the contrary are just absurd. But it was funny. It was just, now it's become like an inside joke. So it's everywhere. It's everywhere we go. Like I said to Will, hey, Will, you got to figure it out. Yeah, because I'm a man, Tracy, and that's what men do. It was just, you know what I mean? It's
yes.
Whatever. So that was what we did on the Now we've used up 11 minutes of the podcast on somewhat mundane, ridiculous things. And we'll get to the curious. The Omicron, Frank, has apparently destroyed civilization. Everybody is sick. Everybody.
Yeah, there's quite a few people in my life that are testing positive. All I can say is testing positive. I don't know what the hell the test is, what they're testing positive for. And the range of symptoms is anything from a light cough to what seems like a full blown cold to a mild flu to asymptomatic altogether. A range. You have mixed households with negative and positive tests, and almost everybody's vaccinated. And I just don't understand it.
So not, all of the cases understand. That you know of are basically vaccinated people?
Over 95%.
Because that's pretty much the same for me, save one or two.
But here's the thing. I know that people say that's all anecdotal. And then they throw out things on the internet like the unvaccinated are dying. Here's the percentage. The unvaccinated are infected by so much more than the blah, 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 blah. Here's the percentage. Where are they? I don't trust any of it, but there's no way to refute it because we're talking religion.
Well, yeah. And you know, there was some articles I can't find this morning that I was looking at last night that show like in New York, like it was Black Friday and they were giving away televisions at Best Buy, huge televisions that you really couldn't get otherwise. There were people like fighting each other to get COVID tests. I'm like, first of all, none of you look like you're sick enough to have to be doing any of this right now. Second of all, why are you doing this? Like, why are you out clamored together, you know, for all these people that talk about social distancing, clamored together in a very small space, fighting each other for COVID tests?
Because they were told that it's a responsible thing to do to get tested before you go and experience the holidays with people.
Frank, anybody who lives in New York that makes it out of there without being brainwashed, I give kudos upon kudos to.
Tracy, I have, okay, as part of my protocols, I have a whole bunch of things set up so that we can hopefully avoid hospitals altogether. And one of the things I have is an at-home, a two-pack at-home test, the Binax.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Binax, yep.
I just got it to get it because I have a friend that works in pharmacies. Listen, do you have these two things? I just want to make sure that no matter what, the entire process of being sick and recovering is taking place in the comfort of my home. Can you please get me this thing? Now, I have that here ready to go. Apparently, this is the one that everybody's short of now. But still, I don't know what the hell. If I swab the inside of my cheek, what the hell is it telling me? I don't know. I don't trust anything. So even that. Even though I'm just trying to be thorough, I don't trust even what the hell it's telling me. I just, what is it? What's the positive test tell me? I don't know.
I don't know. You know, honestly, like given that there is really, as per them, no treatment for this whatsoever, it doesn't really tell you anything.
I bought the test. I bought the test maybe 2 months before Omicron was reported from South Africa. So does this even make a difference?
There's a guy named John Campbell, Dr. John Campbell on YouTube, who's been doing COVID data analysis and reporting every day since the beginning. And he seems to be, from what I can gather, pro-vaccine in that he talks about how they prevent severe illness and death, which it appears that they actually have, Frank, in Delta anyway. But he's saying that there have been something like a 75% decrease in hospitalizations in Omicron over Delta, which means like a handful of people are going to the hospital. And of the people that are going to the hospital, like 99% of them are vaccinated. And a study just came because my whole thing with that is if you're looking at the UK or Australia, 99% of them basically are vaccinated already. So you can't really look at that. However, there's a study that came out from India, which is only 40% vaxxed, right? Fully vaccinated India. 97% of hospitalized Omicron patients in the hospital, a hospital in India there that they're studying are fully vaccinated, quote, two patients with a booster. So there's only one person in that whole hospital that is unvaccinated Omicron, which looks to me like ADE, which is what VandenBosch has been saying the entire time.
So did I hear Robert Malone correctly? Dr. Robert Malone correctly? When I think it was maybe a day or two before Christmas, he put out this video, or I saw a video of his circulating where he was begging again not to shoot children up with this stuff. And he mentioned in the beginning, maybe the first 35 seconds or so, that he is vaccinated.
Yes, he is.
So even though from the beginning he's been saying this is a big mistake, he went out and
in the beginning he wasn't saying that per se. In the beginning he was saying you know, high risk people go out and get it, blah, blah, blah. And he got it because he thought mistakenly that it would help him with his long COVID symptoms. So he got it under the assumption that it would help him with long COVID, and he is vaccine injured now.
Well, then why didn't he say that?
He did. He said it. He said it in several talks.
Oh, okay. Well, he didn't say it in this one. And it's the first time I ever heard him reference to it.
Yeah.
I would attach a disclaimer to that everywhere the hell I go.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah. People were questioning that about him. He got the Moderna shot, I believe. Yeah. He suffered heart issues from it. And he's still kind of fighting through that. But there's another clip of his that I want to play for you, though, that is pretty interesting. And I want you guys to listen very carefully to what he says here. I sent it to. Come on.
Well, while you're looking for that, Dr. Peter McCullough was putting some stuff out over the weekend. Oh, he's always is. And what he put out was medRxiv.org study. Increased risk of SARS-CoV-2 reinfection associated with emergence of Omicron variant in South Africa. Says Omicron breaking through all the prior forms immunity, both in natural and vaccinated. Mild and brief syndrome. Pulmonary involvement is rare, but when it occurs, it's easily treated. Expect the risk of hospitalization and death to be very low.
Yes.
And then I got other stuff out from people like Daniel Horowitz.
Yep.
Who said this? Bad news. Natural immunity does not work for Omicron. Good news. The above doesn't matter because it's a cold and natural immunity never works against a cold. Game over. We are now seeing this on the clinical side. Just got off the phone with several frontline doctors. The flu is worse.
Yes. Yes. Omicron is looking to be a walk in the park. Not really a walk in the park, but if you're going to get sick.
Now, this has all the telltale traits of what we always grew up learning about virus mutations over time, and that is that it becomes more infectious as time goes on, but its damage, its lethality, and the suffering surrounding the infection just diminishes. So if this is where we're being left, makes me wonder how much that whole ADE part is really going to be taking over from here on in, because they can't stop the con now. They need more variants. This needs to continue.
Yeah, goodness knows what the next thing will be.
So Tony is being really careful with his wordsmithing now, increasingly so. He's guarding himself. He says optimally protected. What he's not saying is fully protected. Omicron blows right through the vaccines and through the triple jabbed. Omicron is very, very infectious, and the data are already in that both the double and triple vaccination is not protecting you from Omicron. Now, here's the good news. In your prior segment, you pointed out that this is more fear-mongering on the part of the press. You're dead on, okay? The number of deaths from Omicron worldwide is less than 10 to my last count.
Wow.
Okay? And the thing about this is, If you believe in a God, this looks an awful lot like a Christmas present. Omicron, apparently, according to recent data from Hong Kong University, has shifted the targeting of where it infects. The Delta and the prior variants were infecting your deep lung, which we know from influenza is a great way to cause severe disease in humans. And it shifted to the upper airway, to the bronchus. And we know from influenza, when viruses do that, they're much less pathogenic and much more infectious. So the good news with Omicron is very low disease, highly infectious. It looks an awful lot to the experienced vaccinologists like a live attenuated virus vaccine that you might design for purpose.
I'm sorry.
It's going to elicit a strong mucosal immune response. This is about as good as we could possibly want right now in terms of outcomes.
So, Dr. Malone, again, this is just news you're not going to see anywhere else on television today, tonight. You're saying what's happening with Omicron, from what we know now, is good news. And yet the media establishment, the political establishment are freaking out to shut things down again, to do untold damage to children and communities. It's stunning to me. Absolutely stunning.
I think they're disappointed with the good news.
I think you're right, Dr. Malone.
They're really disappointed. Yeah. This is the way to move right into the clinic.
I saw one person say, you know, along the lines of what you're just playing right there, that the best thing that anybody can do right now is actually go out and get sick just so that they could they can gain natural immunity to whatever the hell this one is, because obviously there is no shot. That's the one thing that I always scratch my head on with the first time that they announced this particular strain's the advent of this strain was that go out, get the shot, get the booster quick. But the booster was already being made available for people for a couple of months before this thing came out. How can you even insinuate?
Yeah, because
without yeah,
finish what you're saying. How can you even insinuate? No.
How can you insinuate that it would be any help if the booster predates this new thing? It means you have to be brain dead.
Yeah, I know a few brain dead people, sadly.
Unreal.
All right. Is anybody that you know that has been vaccinated already getting boosters?
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know of anybody. Nobody's made an announcement.
Are they? Do you think that people are afraid to tell?
I think that people are afraid to talk about it in certain people's presence.
Yeah.
Now, I know that there's probably quite a few people in my life that would rather not even bring it up around me. And they probably have their own, you know, like a completely separate life where they're able to talk openly about certain things because they whatever. They only want to hear it. Yeah. Well, I'll put it to you this way. What is it? It's this time last year, maybe January of 2021. But around this time last year, I texted several family members, even a couple of parents, to say, listen, whatever you do, please don't get this Pfizer shot. Don't get this Moderna shot. Just don't do it. I didn't even get responses. No responses. No, nobody communicates very well. Anyhow, but I got no responses, and it just was one of those, like, you know, when you ask a friend, hey, you guys want to hang out, you'll get any responses because, you know, everybody already has plans.
Yeah.
And they just don't want to say, no, I have plans. They're embarrassed for some fucking reason.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. So I'm sure that they all are going to get sauced up when their number comes up.
So we were sent some things to talk about, which I think are super important, and I'm going to talk about. They're commercials, Frank. Commercials.
All right.
So we've got a Pfizer ad. Well, actually, this is the New Jersey Department of Health. We'll start here.
Santa, I don't want games. I don't want toys. Just get me the COVID vaccine.
This holiday season, there's horrible. No better gift than peace of mind. Get vaccinated today. Visit COVID-19.
Yeah, because when in human history have little kids said, Santa Claus, can you please bring me a shot in my arm?
Yeah, please bring me a needle, Santa.
I'm super excited about it. I don't want toys or games or anything. I want to be responsible for taking an experimental shot that will alter the course of my life forever to save, quote, my 99-year-old great-grandma. That's what I want. Please, please help me, Santa.
Very ridiculous. Have you heard any of the – and since I brought it to your attention, have you heard any of the new radio ads and stuff like that that specifically start mentioning Comirnaty now?
Yes, we've got one.
Oh, okay.
Also sent to us, Frank.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country –
oh, I know.
Or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
This is the one I hear all the time. They play it in the middle of the commercial breaks on TalkStream Live during a commercial break. Tracy, this is the one.
Yeah.
There's others like this, but I hate – this is how abrupt. They're talking about music, and then all of a sudden, it's like a record scratch, and they're throwing a drug in your face. It's just so abrasive.
And it's not just music. They're going after every single possible human on the planet who listens to music. And then they know they're doing it, so at the end, they throw in techno country, which isn't even a thing. because they've named every other genre that there is that exists that anybody could potentially like at all. It's sick. It's sick. Yeah. It's sick. It's everywhere. And I got to tell you again, I was up in New York. I was there for a week. Forget the news. The news is forget it. Just forget it. If you were, I know if you're in your mid 50s, early 60s, if you're, but like, you know, in your 60s or 70s in New York, and you're one of those people that your entire life, you put the news on during dinner, right? When I was a kid, we used to put the news on during dinner and we would sit and eat dinner and the news would be on and we'd talk about the news and that's what we would do. If you're doing that now, holy moly, Frank, everything. I'm sitting there like I almost had a mental breakdown. I said, finally, can we shut this off? Is there anything else that do they talk about anything else?
Nothing. I promise you nothing. They don't talk about anything else. It's that's as good as it gets now. And when they're not talking about that, they're talking about murders.
Yes.
Local murders.
Holy moly. Listening to this was something else. How do you do it? I have no idea how you guys do it up there. How? I know you don't listen or watch, but for people up there, like, no wonder it makes perfect sense. I'm going to be honest. No wonder people are living in abject fear up there. I completely understand. And you know what? You have to be a strong ass person to break through that nonsense. You do. Because it's constant, overwhelming, all the experts and the testimony and the people and the sick and this and that. And then when you're not watching that, every other commercial, no matter what, we tried to put on the game show channel to watch a couple old school game shows, Frank. Every other commercial is Pfizer, 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 Pfizer. Johnson & Johnson is saving the world. Pfizer, Pfizer. There's a medicine for AIDS. Here's a medicine for... I'm like, holy crap. I said, just shut it off. I can't sit here and listen to this. Do you guys understand? I said to somebody there, I said, do you think this is normal? Does this seem normal to you? Like, I looked like the crazy one.
I don't think we even know what normal is over here anymore, to be honest.
Are ground zero for this. New York is ground zero. I'm sure California is not much better. And, you know, people were asking me, is it different where you live? I said, well, first of all, I don't watch television. So when I do watch like Blacklist or something and it's got the commercials, or we watched American Horror Story this year, just because.
Yeah.
And it had the commercials in between. Then, yeah, it's all pharmaceutical commercials, all of it. And very seldom do we see vaccine commercials here. Very seldom. They're there. They play on the radio sometimes, but it's not in your face like this. It's really not. It's there. I'm not saying it's not there, but it's not in your face like this. And I'm like, yeah, this is not what happens where I live. No. Nuh-uh. I'm speechless.
I'm glad you got to dip in for a little bit to really just see it. And as you said, there's the only really way to get around it is to not watch. And it's why it sucks if you don't have a base, if you don't have a really good inner circle of people around you and you really are all alone. I can't.
It's terrible.
I can't. No, it's truly, truly bad.
It's criminal because, what they're doing. It really is. Because
you can say, well, hey, get out of New York. You say, no, you have to understand what it's like for somebody from New York, especially somebody in a position like mine. You know, you can leave, you can uproot yourself, and you can cash out on all of the things, all the places, everything, all your memories, everything, and just leave. But you're still going. It's not, you say, well, get new friends, you know, get new family. Let me tell you something. There's wonderful people out there who you can become friends with. And it's great to keep meeting new people and having new friends and all that. But you are still, if I were to leave New York right now and move to Tennessee, I'm sure that over the course of a year, me and Lauren would make new friends and acquaintances. We would know the people at the coffee houses and things like that. And maybe the baby would have a couple of play dates lined up and things would be all right. But I'd be in a state of mourning for the rest of my life, though.
Well, I'm in the situation you're talking about. I did what you said. I fled New York because I looked around and I said, this is bullshit. And I can't, there's no way I'm doing this anymore. I'm not doing it anymore. And we left some of our family there and we went someplace where some of our family was. Okay. And I could tell you over the past 5 or 6 years, I've been down here for 7 years now. Every time I've gone back to New York, it started like, oh, I can't wait to get back there. I miss it. And then I'd go back and I'd come here after visiting and I'd be like, ooh. And then it would get worse and worse and worse and worse. And it is. Yeah. It's at the point right now, Frank, where I go there, I spend time with my family, but it, like it just, you can't, I don't know. You're in a different position, I guess. I don't know. I just, you can't look at it that way because there's opportunity out there. And yeah, it sucks to leave your family. It does. It really does. Like I didn't see my family for 2 years. I finally just saw them after 2 years. And I don't know. I don't know. Even the kids, not so much William, but Viviana was like, you know, I really wanted to go back. She was like, one of her dreams was one of the things she thought she was going to do was to go back to New York and live in the city in an apartment when she was, you know, in her early 20s. And I said, you're out of your damn mind if you think that's happening. Not because
I used to have that dream.
Yeah. I said, not because, you know, I don't want you to do it or I think you necessarily can't. I mean, you technically probably could if you had absolutely no life and worked 24 hours a day and didn't, you know, did everything that they told you to do. And then we were coming back this time and she's like, I don't really like it anymore. She's like, it's not the same as what I remember. And it's not. You're there, so you don't see the change. But even from when I was there, the change is terrible.
Yep. It's stark.
It really is. So I know that's a lot about New York, but it's the epicenter for a lot of this. I mean, it's something. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe into the punk rock.
I want to hear that again. Bastards. And so then we've got the next wave to come. Now they canceled something like, I don't know, what is it? Like 300 or 400 flights.
Where?
Christmas Eve because of staffing shortages. And you know that most of the airline staff are vaccinated, right? I mean,
yes,
most of them are. And this is again, why I keep saying like, you can't really tell on, you know, certain things because everybody in those places is vaccinated. So clearly at this point, we know and we've known that these things don't work at all. I don't know what they do at this point. I really don't, other than give them a means to control you. Like General Flynn shared a video out of Israel. Did you see this video out of Israel?
No.
Oh, terrible. My gosh. They did this whole big thing on Christmas or the 24th or something where they protested against the mandates. And they were like swiftly attacked and beaten by police. And it was just terrible to watch. It really was terrible. And it was like, this is what's going on around the world over these vaccines. It's that they want you to be injected with this thing that clearly doesn't work to do anything for you at all. There are people in Israel with three of these things that are now sick anyway. What is this doing for you? It's the line is like, oh, it would have been much worse had I not been vaccinated. And you've been explaining for months now. How do you freaking know?
How do you know? How do you know who gave you what? I mean, just how do you know? I don't know.
How do you know?
But so, you said before that you believe that for a time this actually did help people with.
Yeah.
The
Delta variant.
How do you know? How does anybody know that?
Well, because there are data out there from hospital, like there are places that have tracked the data, the UK specifically, that have really good data tracking and that bore out in numbers. It's going to change very quickly, Frank, because that was what they always said would happen. They may stop severe illness at first. That's what Van den Bosch always said. Like eventually, though, ADE is going to take over. And that's what he says is happening right now. And all the unvaccinated people are now starting to reach out to him with questions because just like me and you had said, like, what does this mean for unvaccinated people that have never had COVID? Like, are we dead? Like, what happens to us? Do we get destroyed by this thing because it's so mutated and crazy? Or are we, do we have some semblance of a chance of like carrying on the human race here. What's the whole deal? So now he's starting to talk about how this is all going to be happening in the vaccinated people, all of this. So all the ADE, all of the antibody and dependent enhancement of disease. And it's not going to make a difference for us, but it will make a difference for the vaccinated who get infected.
I've heard about the testing on this thing, where most of the test subjects were all messed up. But I don't know. That's another thing that's disputed. So
don't get the thing. Keep yourself healthy. All right. This is what we have to do. And I'm starting to really lose my mind looking at this every single day. And we have to talk about it because it's so important. But I just need, I thought I was going to go to New York and get a break.
Why would you think that? unless you know your family is just, they are committed to having a break.
Yeah, no. Hold on a second. What I thought was going to happen happened. Hold on.
Okay.
So now we're ramping it up a little bit and we're here.
Let me ask you about something else from the president's interview with David. David asked about the vaccine, the lack of a vaccine requirement for air travel. There is no vaccine requirement for domestic air travel in the United States. And when the president was asked, should there be one, he said that his team has said it's not necessary at this point. Do you agree with that, that there shouldn't be a vaccine requirement for domestic air travel?
Well, it depends on what you want to use it for. I mean, vaccine requirements for people coming in from other countries is to prevent newly infected people from getting into the country. A vaccine requirement for a person getting on the plane is just another level of getting people to have a mechanism that would spur them to get vaccinated. Namely, you can't get on a plane unless you're vaccinated, which is just another one of the ways of getting requirements, whatever that might be. So, see? I mean, anything that could get people more vaccinated would be welcome.
A mechanism to spur people. So forcing.
Yes. A mechanism to force people into getting this thing requiring.
Mechanism to spur this freak. And I love how they work off each other. Because first they quote Joe Biden by saying, "Well, my team thinks it's not necessary right now," which is a way of getting around saying, "No, it's illegal for us to take any action on something like that. That's illegal for us." But they set the precedent of, "No, we believe it's not necessary now," meaning they reserve the right.
Yeah, like who the
they reserve. They're just telling you what's coming.
I know it's good. And I swear it's sitting in front of the Supreme Court, these mandates right now. I swear the Supreme Court had better do the right thing here or we're done.
Yep. Well, I mean, the peaceful chapter of this is done because it's not going to be over.
No, there's a big march on the 22nd, I believe, in D.C., that Malone and McCullough and all them are putting on.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. What are they going to see? That makes me nervous as hell. What the hell are they going to be doing about security and what?
I don't know. I'm not going though. Not because I don't want to go to DC, but because I have something else that I have to do that weekend. Rock the Red is going on and it's my son's birthday on the 21st. I'm going to Rock the Red on the 22nd and then coming home on the 23rd. So
well, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I see what's happening here. There's so much positive, but at the same time, like, look around the world, look at freaking Australia. My good Lord.
You know what, though? You should really take a listen to Chris Ann Hall when she was on my show last Wednesday.
What'd she say?
Oh, it was the most uplifting conversation I've had in a long time, where she went into all the amazing victories that are happening across the country, on the state level, on the county level. She's been touring the country for months now, meeting with and lecturing sheriffs who have shown up to really reconnect with what their constitutional duties are, putting some spotlight on these completely independent medical centers that are popping up, yeah, with these nurses and these doctors who have been exiled from what you would call mainstream institutions there. Also, even things like private airlines that are starting, these collectives of private airlines that are starting with that are starting up in places where she referenced at least one in Idaho, and her efforts have been going international lately. It really is truly amazing. So
there's some great stuff happening, no doubt. I mean,
yeah, got to keep this in mind somehow.
You know, when you've got a Malone and a McCullough and all these guys that like are renowned in their fields talking about the Great Reset and the financial gain in the pharmaceutical industry after having worked in that industry for their entire careers and now being like, holy crap, why did we not realize what this was all about and what it was for? And they're going through like their own red pill moment. That's earth changing. And it's funny because I was thinking about those commercials that we played earlier and who they're breaking through to, if anyone at all. At this point, if you haven't gotten vaccinated, Frank, are you going to get vaccinated? Honestly, do you think?
No.
Not you personally, but like in general.
In general, no. I'm sure that there is some things that could be done to really force people. I'm sure there's some people, there's possibility to still force them if you apply enough pressure. But right now, I think that you've bled almost everything you were going to get from this stone.
And boosters and variants are not going to really, you know, make a difference, I don't think. Did you see the there's a clip that I shared on my Telegram of a woman who goes into CVS and talks to the pharmacist about informed
use? Yes.
Did you see that?
Yes.
I felt
is this the guy that gives her the blank slip?
Yeah.
I feel so bad for him.
Yeah, me too.
I think he's autistic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's not that. And he's like, oh, don't feel bad for him, he's a good German. Like, no. This makes me just feel awful about everything, because you can tell this is a good guy, and you could just, it's just awful.
He was a really good person with a really good heart who really cared about his job and what he was doing for the human race. This is what he was. I'm sorry. I don't care what anybody says. This was a good man. And yes, he did look autistic or Asperger's or something like that. And that's not the reason why that matters, is because of how they're brilliant people who process information in different ways than us. They're brilliant, and information and emotions and feelings. And you could tell at the moment when he started talking about this, he felt like he was an utter failure. And he felt like he had done something criminal and wrong.
Yeah, I felt and I also felt bad just to say that, no, we should not be. He didn't even just say we shouldn't be giving this out.
Yeah, he's like, I shouldn't be giving this to anybody. Let me see what happens if I try to play it. I'll scroll to the part where she gets to the pharmacist and we'll see if we can hear it, because this was very, very. See, he doesn't know that what he's about to open up is blank. Okay. He's opening it right now. Here we go. He's opening it.
Get online or find it.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I already know that it's intentionally. But my last question is, how is it informed consent when all of the safety studies, placebo safety studies, are not listed from the manufacturer?
That's a great question. I would talk. I would talk to CVS about that, because. Okay.
So if you don't know what we're injecting into ourselves, I don't understand how that's informed consent.
That you're exactly right. Okay. And you're exactly right.
Yeah.
You are correct. I should not be giving these vaccines at all.
Okay. Oh, why are you giving them?
Because I am told to, and that's how, because I am told to, and I am told.
I understand.
And, And everything I have shown, including the patients that I have given it to, it is safe.
It is safe and effective. Of what studies are you going by?
He's looking now for the studies in his pocket.
I know these are tough questions, but I have to ask.
I know, and I'm sorry, but...
But you can't answer. So I understand that.
I unfortunately cannot answer that, okay. And I feel... right now, I'm feeling totally inadequate as a pharmacist and ready to turn in my life.
Don't. Just learn about it.
My heart's just breaking. My heart's just breaking. It's just horrible.
I understand about all of that, and... Okay.
I'm just curious if people here really understand what's happening around them and that just doing my job is not an excuse for what's really happening.
No, I absolutely understand.
I just wanted to add
that. Based on what you're saying, I can no longer advocate for these vaccines.
Okay. Well, yes, that's absolutely your choice. When people to take it, that's their choice to take it. But I'm just looking for informed people where I can get information. And it seems like I keep hitting this block. Each time, every time I go online and talk to doctors, they block me, you know, it's because they can't answer my questions. They get uncomfortable. And I get that. But then why even continue this if you don't know the information?
That is an absolutely valid question.
OK, well, thank you for taking your time with me. I really appreciate it. And I hope you have a wonderful day.
Oh, boy. Now, if you could watch him, I'll put the clip. And people always ask this question, Frank. There are show notes underneath the show in every single platform. If you click like more information or like look underneath the place where it's playing, you'll see a whole bunch of notes, and there's always links in there and a description of the show, and everything that we thought was really important that you should read is listed under there. I'll put this link underneath there. But his body language, everything about him was screaming, oh my God, what am I doing? And then when he had to answer, because that's what I'm told to do, it was just, I got chills, because you could feel that he was uncomfortable. You could feel it.
I know. I told you my heart breaks listening to the whole thing for everybody involved. It's not, you know, just, oh, I feel bad for these pharmacists. No, it's lamentable for everyone, because, you know, there are some pharmacists out there who are being driven by that kind of incendiary political fire, that drive that we have seen show up in people. It's really, really nasty. And then there are other ones who think that they're providing a service and actually do care about the communities that they serve and being, I don't know, having integrity
like
in
Joel Wood,
their job.
The one that we interviewed?
Yeah.
Months and months and months ago?
Yeah. Yeah. There's people who do care about that.
What do you think about this latest President Trump thing with Candace Owens?
I think that President Trump, at the best I can say is that he is unforgivably ignorant. Unforgivably ignorant. That's the best I can come up with right now.
What do you think about the theory about how, like,
that he's too old to use the internet?
No. This whole vaccine thing was on purpose to stop a greater thing from happening. And so it was, you know, that's why these vaccines were important and are important still.
I don't know. See, here's the thing. When you talk about theories like that, come out with it. If we are talking about the end of the world, then come out with it. If there's an asteroid heading toward Earth, come out with it. I don't understand it. So if we need to roll out these vaccines because something else is coming our way, then come out with it. But even if that is the case, it's undeniable that the vaccines themselves are harming hundreds
millions.
Of thousands, millions of people. And, is and that worth it?
I can't jump on board with that theory. I just can't do it. There's too much destruction, death, loss of freedom, collapse of civilization involved with it. Now, you could argue he didn't realize that would happen when he rolled them out so quickly or was a party to rolling them out so quickly. Fine. But to say that, like, for him to come out and say this is the greatest achievement of mankind, what does the word achievement mean to you? If the word achievement means to you communism across the world, then, yeah, this was the greatest achievement of all time. It, just the sheer there are so many different factions of this, the psychological destruction, the tearing of relationships between families and friends, the what it's done to people socially, the people who have lost their jobs, their livelihoods, their pensions they've worked their entire lives for, the kids that are being put into the position of trying to be saviors for adults when it means absolutely nothing. Then there's the immediate harms of this, where people are dropping dead in front of us everywhere, where nurses and doctors are coming out now. There was an article talking about how their entire this was what I wanted to say before, that all of these Omicron cases in hospital, Frank, are being found in people already hospitalized, right? So they're not going into the hospital with Omicron. They're being tested and found to have it once they're there already. And a good portion of the people that are there already are there in ICU with things that we have seen an exponential uptick in since this massive worldwide vaccine campaign has rolled out, like strokes, like blood clots, like heart attacks, like heart arrhythmias and heart problems. Those are the immediate effects, the upticks in cancers that they can't understand or they understand now with the T cell, problems that are going on. Those are the immediate effects. The kids that make it through that, what are they going to look like in 10, 15 years? We have no freaking idea. What are the adults that made it through the initial round going to look like in 10, 15 years? Is it going to become a booster every 4 weeks, or you have no immune system anymore?
Exactly. To take it a little step further, I know that President Trump has maintained that he believes in the vaccines as being miraculous and that everybody should take them and that he himself has been boosted and all this nonsense. But he also maintains that he does not believe in mandates. So putting the mandates aside, he also did say that the vaccines have not been tied to one death.
He's out of his mind.
This is what I'm talking about. Unforgivably ignorant. This is unforgivably ignorant. I don't know.
I just think that he is so tied to it because he can't. I think it personally that at the end of the day, it comes down to him not being able to live with himself and taking the responsibility of all of this onto himself. When you have Biden and Psaki and the New York Times and all the left saying, good job, Donald Trump, there's a problem.
Yep.
There's no excuse for this. There's no excuse for not knowing this. He's not Joe Blow in New York being programmed by the television. He shouldn't be anyway, after what he's experienced. Who is telling him there's no death associated with these vaccines? Who's telling him that?
That's what I don't understand. And then for Candace Owens to intimate that the president is too old to be able to go and get any competing information on the internet is ridiculous.
That's absurd. The man spends 99% of his day on the internet.
I know. It's ridiculous. And even if he doesn't know his way around the internet, which he has been on since the beginning. I mean, he was like one of the first people on Twitter. I mean, he understands the internet.
He's a genius, right? But at the same time, he's too old to figure out how to use a computer. That's what we're saying.
Or he's too old to understand how to use a computer to access information that's not coming directly from the NIH. It's like the internet is awash with it.
And clearly you can't ask him these questions because he's very set in his ways about it. And it's a shame, in my opinion. It really is, because for a man who has been through what he's been through and gone through what he's gone through to now turn a blind eye to the truth that is being put out by the alternative media, quote, and even mainstream media at this point, in some cases, it's just, I don't understand it. There's no excuse for it. I don't get it. I don't understand. Like, so because we don't understand all of these things, there are people pointing to other like sort of 5D chess like theories for it to try and explain it. And I just can't. There's just nothing will make me believe that it's okay to sacrifice this many people. I don't understand it. I don't know.
Yep. No, there's no getting around it.
And I hope that, you know, it's hard to say that because there are a lot of people out there that will now come after me and us for daring to question this or ask questions. I mean, I'm like, do we give anybody else on this planet a pass like that? Anyone?
Well, I never have. So this is not, I'm not changing my, my position on this at all. I mean, I've had this position when he was still in office.
Yeah.
Thought it was the one of the greatest mistakes of his presidency. And now it seems like he is trying to undo all of his political clout. This is big enough to do that.
I don't think he realizes how many people out there are not buying it, you know?
Well, I don't think he realizes how many, if let's say he is really, really this insulated and he is truly authentically unable to access any kind of competing information on this, then he truly doesn't know how many people have been injured by this and already know what he's saying is
false,
is horseshit. Yeah. For him to say that nobody has been hurt by these shots, when there are people whose faces are just hanging off their skulls with Bell's palsy all over the place, can you imagine? Can you imagine if you were a Trump voter who went out there and got the shot because of him, and now he's telling you that you haven't been injured by whatever by the product that bears his signature? That's a lot. I'm telling you, it's been his biggest problem since the beginning, in my eyes, and now it's getting worse as we're seeing the fallout of this shot.
Yeah, yeah. Like tell that to all the people that sat in front of Ron Johnson in his hearing about the vaccine injured. All these people, and then people say, well, how do you prove it? How are you going to prove? The problem is this. That the doctors in these hospitals and elsewhere have been so brainwashed, Frank, that they will not report it and they will not make the correlation. So, of course, you can't officially prove it. That's kind of the point.
Well, thank God for Project Veritas showing us that.
Yep.
That kind of a situation.
What does he say to what does he say to that?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you have insider information now. And you have these recorded conversations with nurses inside of these federally subsidized hospitals that are saying this is because of the shot. They're saying that that things are going wrong and that they're not reporting this stuff and it's all horseshit. And we know, I mean, how many times has Project Veritas been invited to the president's social media summits at the White House a few years ago? You know that he follows James O'Keefe. So then how can he deny that there's not one thing wrong with these shots? Not one concerning aspect of these shots.
I'm glad that he's anti-mandate, but at the same time, you're right. I mean, there's no other way to look at it. And there's no way to get an answer. Like, I don't think he would answer that question. I don't think that I would be able to ask it if I wanted to.
Now, I think that the question has already been asked. How many more ways can you ask?
Yeah.
You know, unless you're really just getting in there to make him squirm in the seat. I don't know. He's obviously not going to change his stance on anything.
Yeah. Well, that's it for today. On Wednesday, Frank, start thinking about this.
Okay.
I think we're going to not do a show on Friday unless you want to.
Start thinking about what?
Start thinking about the top five or so things that you learned this year that surprised you, that you didn't.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Just reflect on your year and think about the most mind-blowing things to you, whether positive or negative, that you've learned that you didn't know. And we'll do a little rundown on Wednesday of those things.
Okay.
Okay. You got a homework assignment. Then. So you've been listening to the last Monday edition of the Dark to Light podcast in 2021 with
Frankie Bell on the drums and
Beans. You can hear us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 Eastern Time on TuneIn, Stitcher, Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and RadioInfluence.com. Until Wednesday.
Later.
I'm Jerry P. Tuck, CEO of Radio Influence. I just wanted to take a quick moment to say thank you for downloading and subscribing to this podcast. There are a lot of people behind the scenes here at Radio Influence that work hard to keep you entertained day in and day out. If you'd like to get involved and advertise on this program, or you have some show ideas that you'd like to see us add to the Radio Influence family, please email us at contact@radioinfluence.com. We all have crazy schedules, so the fact that you took time out of your busy day to let us entertain you for a while means a lot. Without you, the listeners, we wouldn't exist, so thank you again for downloading and subscribing to this show. Don't forget to check out RadioInfluence.com to see what other shows we also have to offer. All of Radio Influence's programming can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and of course, RadioInfluence.com.